This is The Green on Delaware Public Media. And I'm Tom Byrne. When the new Claymont Transportation Center opened in December 2024, it completed some two decades of work to bring a new train station to Claymont. And it was hailed as a foundational piece in the effort to redevelop the former Claymont Steel site and the surrounding community. But 2.5 years later, the facility is largely underutilized, sparking a new effort to make the Claymont Transportation Center the kind of hub it was intended to be. The Claymont PHL Connector Initiative seeks to bring a regional shuttle service connecting the Claymont Transportation Center to Philadelphia International Airport and more in the Philadelphia area. The driving force behind the initiative is Tony Benson, CEO of Epimind Consulting, who joined me earlier this week to discuss this new effort. So, Tony, this is a project that centers around the Claymont Transportation Center, the new Claymont train station, as some people kind of refer to it. And I wanted to start with the current status of that transportation center. It took decades to get it built, opened with great fanfare about its potential for Claymont and the surrounding area. But right now it seems underutilized. Do we have a sense of what kind of usage that the transportation center is actually getting at this point?
Yes, well, absolutely. You know, Delaware residents need more convenient transportation and options between Philadelphia, you know, like Philadelphia International Airport. And, you know, before the pandemic, there was about 200,000 people traveling before this was built, you know, annually. And then after the pandemic, of course, people started working more remotely, which really, really hit the transportation center. So by the time everything rolled out, there wasn't many people there. So right now, not much, and a lot of stops are being, you know, it's being skipped, Claymont, for the most part right now. But it's really, really inspired me to do something about it, for sure. Yes.
So you and some others are testing the waters on what you're calling the Claymont PHL Connector, which essentially, I guess, is a shuttle service using the Claymont Transportation Center as a base. Can you just give us a little bit of a detail of what you're envisioning with this project? What are you hoping you can create here?
Well, right now, you know, I met with the transportation officials, you know, community leaders, elected officials and stakeholders, you know, and now the designated location at Claymont Transportation Center. So I've been like really, really working on it to actually scale from there. Start with Philly International Airport, but then hotels, you know, actually getting a chance to go over to some of the actual, you know, concerts and things that are happening over in Philadelphia, but build a bridge and also give opportunities for people in Claymont and Newcastle County and the state of Delaware.
You're currently conducting an online survey to get some feedback on this concept. Have you gotten an early sense of what people think of this concept and the idea of using the Claymont Transportation Center as a base to get to the airport or other things in Philadelphia that they would normally at this point drive to?
Absolutely. Nearly 500 residents now have already expressed support through the survey. And I asked a wide range of questions. You know, how often would you use the transportation shuttle? Where would you like to go? Not over 95% said Philly International Airport. Then you had some people that wanted to go to events and concerts. And, you know, some people will be traveling from out of town, college students, so on and so forth. But the biggest, you know, response was Philly International Airport. And they're already ready. They're looking, you know, they're all local. The demographic is basically local between Claymont, you know, Bear, Newark, you know, a few other places. And it's been great, the response. They're actually thanking me. They said, thank you. We really wanted to be able to get directly there instead of going everywhere else to get to where we want to go.
I mean, the airport seems like a no-brainer piece of this thing, but the one I guess that jumped out at me was things like sporting events in South Philadelphia, Eagles, Sixers, Phillies. And it would be a natural, I guess, in part because if the price is right in the neighborhood of what they would pay for parking, this would make sense. Is that the sense you're kind of getting, that people feel like, well, if I could take my parking money and put it toward this, my life might be a little bit easier?
A whole lot easier because the parking is free. You know, at the McDowell Transit Center, it's free. So all they would have to pay for is 24-hour security there, cameras there. So they'll be able to go ahead, park their car, travel, whether they're going to an event, going to see a game, or just leaving for a few days to be able to come back to just coming back and getting their car and going home. So that right there has been big. And then also not having to deal with the traffic, driving and having to sit in the, the traffic, being late for flights, those kind of things. That was a really, really strong response as well.
I was going to say two things. One, I was at a Phillies game this week myself. Getting there was not bad, but getting out was mind-numbing at times, trying to get out, so I could see where people would feel that. And I guess also just hearing that, for instance, the World Cup is in Philadelphia. They're charging $150 for parking. So the idea of having free, secure parking that you could get in Delaware and then shuttle up to that, it seems like there is a natural selling point right there.
Absolutely. And of course, FIFA being here, some FIFA athletes are literally staying in Delaware. And again, just building awareness of what Claymont has to offer. It's not just a place you pass through. You can actually stop, be able to park your car, drive somewhere, meet some people. There's a lot of changes that are coming, but I feel like this would be a big part of that. And again, giving opportunities to people in Claymont.
So you do see it as an opportunity to kind of fulfill the promise of this transportation center that was going to be part of this greater redevelopment of Claymont, that it would connect to businesses, residential, and things like that. So you do feel like there's still that possibility of a connection with the greater Claymont redevelopment.
Absolutely, without question. I mean, if you go up to just anyone and ask them about the Claymont Transportation Center, they have no clue that it exists. It's a unicorn. Where it is, where it's located, a lot of people don't know. But to know about it, when I say free parking, location, they're like, what? I had no idea. So, I mean, I really feel like this would be a great way to get people to come out, to be able to utilize this transportation center, and then also have some events there. Have some things that'll bring people together in the community. I'm thinking carnival and a few other things, but just something that will bring people together.
I'm curious, you're looking at interest right now in doing this survey. If the interest is strong enough, do you have a sense of how this would work? Would you be looking for a private company to run this? Is there an existing model elsewhere that you could duplicate?
Well, a bit of both.
Okay.
There's nothing new under the sun. So, but not only that, I'm already talking to an operating company, a generational company. I'm not going to say their name yet, but basically, they'll do what they do best when it comes to the day-to-day, having the actual shuttles there, operating. And for me, I am bridging the gap and just making sure that things run smoothly and able to, make sure we're getting. That's another reason why we're in pilot mode right now. And I have the survey going out to see what people want. And then connect the two. So yes, absolutely. I'll be partnering with the company.
Everything, of course, costs money. Do you envision the need to seek state or county funding to help get this off the ground or maintain kind of the security piece and kind of the infrastructure of the station to make this work the way that people will feel very comfortable with it?
Yeah, well, I'll say, it has nothing to do with the government at all. I mean, I was able to work and get an MOA with, with DART, and they were more than willing and happy. Of course, John Sisson, this is a vision of his and a few others, and it's amazing. So I just came up with an opportunity, and so just said, hey, there's your spot. I have a banner that'll be going up pretty soon, and they've been very supportive of it. But basically, ticket prices, the same model you would use for getting on the actual bus or catching a Lyft, but not as expensive. Catching Uber, but not as expensive, but gets you to where you need to go without having to pay any government fees. A lot of people ask, so how much do I have to pay the government? It has nothing to do with that.
So you see it's definitely kind of a self-sustaining operation is what you
Yes,
envision.
it is. Absolutely.
So what's next after the survey? I guess how long do you intend to keep doing this survey? And then kind of, what would the next steps be once you kind of gather all that data?
Well, the key is to build demand, which we're doing right now. And of course, with the company that I'm partnering with, I'm able to bring that and understand that we have people that really would like to travel. And once we solidify that, I have a waiting list already. We just get it going. Of course, I'm building more private and public partnerships, Philly International Airport, local hotels, those kind of things there. But I'm doing that now in the interim. But we get it going, actually, and
Is the feeling you would probably kind of roll it out in phases? Like it seems like the airport thing might be the natural starting point, and then
Yes.
kind of phase things in depending on the demand and as maybe awareness builds. Is that kind of the template you're looking
Absolutely.
for?
Absolutely. The scale from there, we start with Philly International Airport. We start with a small shuttle, not a, a bunch of things, good 15 to 20 something seats, and then we build from there. And as we start to build more and go from there, then hotels, then arenas, those kind of things there. So just one step at a time.
So where can people find the survey if they want to give you their input and what they would like to see at an operation like this?
Absolutely. So basically, you can definitely email me. It's online as well. I'm not sure if you saw the support from Councilman Cartier, from Brett Sadler, from Senator Ray Siegfried, and a few others. It's all on their page. It has a QR code there. It'll be on my page with the actual banner. And then I'll have a website that'll be rolling out as well pretty soon. If anyone needs to get in contact with me, please feel free to email Claymont, PHLConnector. At gmail.com. You can reach out to me directly, 267-738-7300. And I'll be more than willing to not only ask any questions, but also be able to send, resources.
Do you have any kind of timetable to roll it out, or is that still kind of a work in progress?
It's still a work in progress, but right now I'm looking at before the summer's over. If we can get between mid-July, honestly, if it was up to me and things went the way I originally planned, it would have rolled out around FIFA. It would have been happening already. But again, the key is just to see what people want. Give them the opportunity to say what they want, So that's where we are. So I'm giving it end of July, sometime in August.
Anything else you think we need to know about the project or people need to know about the project?
It's happening. It went from, just a vision. I was out of brain surgery in 2024. And, I just really, really thought about it. And in fact, the minute I walked to Claymont Transportation Center, McDowell Transit Station, I fell in love with it. And I really, really see, opportunity for people and to be able to move. And I remember after having brain surgery, I couldn't move, couldn't go anywhere. I had to get, a ride here and a ride there. And I'm like, what if I can just go somewhere and I could just get. And that's what basically gave birth to it. And that was a reality. So I will keep everyone posted. And I'm looking forward to, serving.
Thanks to EpiMind Consulting CEO Tony Benson for joining us on The Green this week to talk about the Claymont PHL Connector. You can get more information on the Claymont PHL Connector project and how to take the survey about it by emailing claymontphlconnector@gmail.com. Up next, Arts Playlist, where we preview a discussion of art crime being presented by the Biggs Museum. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.